morning. It's Tuesday, June 25th, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We're excited to bring you a closer look at one of our top stories and other announcements every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Today, we'll discuss the number 2 canyon fire near Wenatchee and the warnings issued by the Wenatchee Valley Fire Department. And later, a look at the rededication of the Tree of Peace at the Kashmir Museum. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. On Sunday, a significant brush fire known as the No. 2 Canyon Fire scorched a hillside near Wenatchee, prompting evacuation notices for the fifth time this month. Wenatchee Valley Fire Department Chief Brian Brett has warned that this may only be the beginning of a potentially severe fire season. Chief Brett described this fire season as pretty typical so far, but he expects the frequency and severity of fires to increase as summer progresses. He highlighted that the Wenatchee Valley's shrub steppe landscape will be, quote, completely primed to burn within the next week or two. As wildfires ignite across the western United States, the competition for critical firefighting resources like helicopters and planes becomes more intense. Chief Brett noted that resources are already becoming harder to secure. For instance, during a brush fire on Friday along Highway 28 near Rock Island, crews had to wait an hour for a requested helicopter, although they managed to control the fire before it arrived. On Sunday, a request for a large aircraft tanker to drop retardant on the No. 2 Canyon Fire was abandoned because the nearest available tanker was in Oregon. The No. 2 Canyon Fire started on the southern aspect of a hillside and quickly spread uphill to a ridge overlooking No. 1 Canyon. The north-facing aspects of the Wenatchee foothills, receiving less sunlight, take longer to dry and played a crucial role in the strategy to contain the fire. The greener, northern aspect helped slow the fire's progress. The fire was reported at 4:30 p.m. and was contained by around 8 p.m. Investigators believe a lawnmower might have caused the fire, though the exact cause remains unclear. Initial estimates put the fire at 30 acres, but subsequent drone mapping revealed it had burned approximately 60 acres. Approximately 50 homes in the area received Level 3 evacuation notices, indicating an immediate need to leave. All evacuation levels were lifted by Monday morning. Crews from 7 fire districts in Chelan and Douglas counties, along with the State Department of Natural Resources, responded to the fire. 7 aircraft, including 4 helicopters and 3 Airbus scoop planes, were deployed to fight the blaze. The helicopters drew 23,670 gallons of water from a pond at the Herd Ranch, which had been deepened after the 2021 Rooster Comb fire to provide more water for firefighting efforts. The department plans to replace the water used during Sunday's operations. The public should expect to see smoke from hotspots within the fire perimeter, though a false alarm was reported on Monday morning. The No. 2 Canyon Fire serves as a stark reminder of the increasing threat of wildfires in the Wenatchee area. As Chief Brett warns, the community must remain vigilant and prepared for what could be a challenging fire season ahead. Next, on Saturday, June 29th at 2 p.m., during the Founders' Day celebration, the Tree of Peace, a red cedar planted in 1988, will be rededicated. The original planting was attended by Colville Confederated Tribes Council Member Matthew Dick Jr. and Wendell George. This rededication will include a new plaque that explains the symbolism of the Tree of Peace. The tree represents healing, with its green color providing balance. Its needles represent people, bundles of needles signify families, branches symbolize nations, the trunk stands for nations joined in a confederacy, and the roots connect everything to the earth. Over 1,000 years ago, the great peacemaker, Dekanowida, inspired warriors to bury their weapons under the Tree of Peace. An eagle then perched on top, symbolizing the United Indian Nations. This imagery is significant as the U.S. and 30 nations have the eagle as their national symbol. The plaque also features a message from the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife about working with tribes to conserve the state's fish and wildlife. This event serves as a reminder of the deep history and wisdom of Native Americans who have been stewards of this land for thousands of years. It highlights that the region's history didn't begin with European settlers. Thanks for listening. For more information about all the stories you heard today, visit wenatcheeworld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Thursday.